Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Stephen Coggles from Avonic. Really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Hope you're enjoying this nice sunny view from high atop Amsterdam.
Well, at least the sun is kind of a different thing from the last couple of days here at ICE because it's been very rainy. But the sun is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, very
absolutely.
Good. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about Avonic.
So Avonic is a Dutch-based company. We're a relatively young company. We do have about 15 years of history in the pro AV world. But as a manufacturer of cameras, we're on the market for about 5 years now. So a relatively new player to the market. We build PTZ cameras, fixed cameras, and systems that enable those PTZ cameras or fixed cameras to kind of optimally function inside of various applications.
Nice. So just before the interview, you and I were talking a little bit, and as an old broadcast engineer, I was impressed by your approach to this sort of classroom, boardroom, AV, where I'm essentially getting this live switched production, but in this world that is not traditionally live switched.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, one of the things, because we've been catering to education applications for a couple of years now, and one thing that we realized about a year and a half ago is that there's a lot of products on the market that coming to market for tracking the teacher. Some of them was over video based, so 2D based, or based on actual wearables that the teacher needs to wear. And actually, from our side, we have some broadcast people inside of our company as well. And we kind of keep thinking, well, the main thing about both those solutions, they just follow you around. So ultimately, the end result is just a single camera that moves around. And if you're watching that for half an hour, it can become relatively boring.
Yeah.
So our approach was how can we create a more TV-like experience? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, remove the burden of having a wearable, because if you're a teacher, and I'm not a teacher myself, but I can imagine that you just want to focus on the actual content of your lecture.
Absolutely.
And not on the technology. So in our ideal world, we would be able to remove the microphone and the wearable, basically all the wearables. But of course, we're not an audio manufacturer, so we need to look at the other companies, what they come up for genius solutions they would have for that. But we took an approach with 3D-based tracking, basically a system that is able to plot the stage area. Mm-hmm. And because it's 3D, it can actually see what is a real person and what is not. So I often at the show, when people ask me about the system, I make the example that if I would have a cardboard version of myself, a video-based system would have a very hard time to determine which of the two versions of me is actually the real one. Mm-hmm. And our system, because it sees 3D, can easily detect that because there's no depth in that cartoon version of me.
Nice.
It also means that you don't need to mask areas. You don't need to mask screens because basically, the tracking area is three-dimensional, so you can draw an infinite number of three-dimensional boxes, and based on those boxes, the system, the AI algorithm which is in there, selects the best shot at that time. One of the other main things is that we're not actually showing the movement of the camera. So the cameras are moving and tracking the person basically off air or not live. And it switches to the camera when it has the shot that is needed at that time. And then you get a much more TV-like experience and result.
So how many cameras can you have incorporated in a single system?
Right now we have pilots running, and they're running with three cameras. So basically one overview camera, a camera on the left and a camera on the right.
Okay.
But we can go up to basically unlimited amount of cameras, but there's a point where it becomes nonsense to have more cameras. But like if you want to have four or five, or if you want to incorporate multiple fixed cameras, for instance, which we also have, you can just incorporate that into the system. So it's very flexible. Also in terms of the 3D boxes and the number of shots, it's all just limitations in the actual interface. So if the market needs more, then we're going to build more.
Fantastic. Yeah. So I'm curious too, from these cameras that you have dispersed in the room, are they sending their video back over IP or is it a hardwired connection in HDMI, or how are you getting that back?
So the cameras itself, actually, because the cameras is a development that started a couple of years ago already, and we're introducing a whole new camera line as well at the show. They're all fully IP capable, so they can do power over Ethernet, they can do VSCA over IP, which is like the common protocol basically every manufacturer uses, one of the few interoperable standards in world right now. Yeah. So they're all fully IP capable. From a design perspective, we started with SDI, but that we will be scaling that. Basically, it's a scale down, actually, because the hardware now is more expensive because of the HDSDI inputs that we require. So we will be the sort of tracking system itself will become a full IP system.
Very nice.
So then it's just going to be one single wire for both the camera running to the server.
That makes it really nice from an installer standpoint and a supporter standpoint. You only have one connection, so you only have the one thing to worry about. If there's a problem, you know exactly
Correct.
Where to go and solve it.
Yeah, I think the particularly cool thing is that it allows you to place your appliances or your servers, and in our case, it's an appliance. It allows you to place that centrally inside of a building. And most of the existing buildings, you see that that everything is decentralized. So all the recording, like electric capture recorder, is all in the room itself.
Yes.
But now with the whole move to IP, it makes a lot more sense just to have like a central equipment room, place everything there, and just take the system out of the cameras and feed it over the network to the central central room. So that's a particularly cool thing, I think, about the whole IP. Yes, it simplifies the installation, but it also, I think, simplifies the way it's the maintenance can be done for the actual school or university.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work as the AV engineer and broadcast engineer for the School of Media and Journalism at UNC in Chapel Hill. And our current classroom is exactly what you described. It's completely decentralized, but we're in the process of building a new facility. And that was one of the first things on our list from an IT standpoint, was to be able to centralize everything. We wanted as much virtualization or cloud-based technology involved, because at the end of the day, we're a small department and we have a lot to support. And, in order to be able to give that best end user experience to our professors and to our students, you need to be able to simplify how you maintain it.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect approach to how you're doing things.
Yeah, when one other thing that we're also working on, so the system we're showing now is in pilot, so it's a working system. So basically all the and I'm not a software engineer, but all the difficult algorithms and that kind of stuff is all in place. So we still have some work to do. But the whole move to IP is a big thing for us, and that's gonna make it more competitive in the marketplace, even more competitive. And the other thing that we're hearing is some people are looking at, like in sports production, there's systems on the market that take multiple cameras and then track with software in actual stitched video, so times 4K or three times or a couple times HD next to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's very nice technology. And for sports, it works because you don't really need the really zoomed in shots to be available.
Right.
So it's actually very, very nice, very technical. Technically, it's a very good solution. Mm-hmm. And we have some customers asking us about, so why did you select doing this with PTZ cameras? Because they kind of think that, well, you're doing this because you are a PTZ camera manufacturer. And of course, there's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But in real life, we did look at, like, so what is the what options are on the market, and even with 4K cameras, with three 4K cameras, you take a very wide angle shot. Mm-hmm. If you zoom in three or four times, you're like pixel for pixel resolution, and after that you start losing quality. So that's why we are firm believers, and we strongly believe that the PTZ cameras will remain the key solution for the teacher tracking application.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. For people that can't join us here at ISE, go down on the showroom floor and walk around and see these things, where can they find out more about you and your products?
I guess the best way is to check us out either on social media. We share a lot of new things and a lot of developments on social media, but also the website is, of course, a very good resource for that. We've got most of our products in detail listed on that, and you know how to find us when you go to the website. Uh-huh. And the website is www.avonic.eu.
Very nice. Well, Stephen, I really appreciate you joining me this afternoon. It's been enlightening.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.